Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractors Business CD of the Month. This monthly CD web series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of teaching contractors how to run profitable businesses. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Now, you may notice something odd about the announcer's voice and the speaker's voice on this month's presentation. If you're paying really close attention, you'll think the voices are similar, if not identical. Now, there's a reason for that. It's the same person. Now, I am not only the announcer for the Business CD of the Month, but I am also a local and national radio personality that works with hundreds of small companies throughout the community. As a consumer, I pay close attention to how I'm treated by the companies that service my home, office, and others within the community. I notice their offices, marketing promotions, the attire and customer service of their techs, and what their vehicles look like. And today, I want to make a few random observations about what I've seen throughout the area from a customer's standpoint. It's a good idea to go to the doctor once a year to be sure our body is in good shape. Well, guess what? It's also a good idea to go through a checklist concerning your company as well. Just because everything was great last year doesn't mean things have not changed over the past months. This month, let's have a little fun. Let's do an annual checkup on your business. Ready? Here we go. Well, most of us, especially when we reach middle age, are advised to get an annual checkup to make sure that that we're in pretty good shape and we're able to move about and get the job done, whatever that may be, and live a good and successful life. And annual checkups for many of us become just that, the big annual benchmark to see how well we're doing. The question is, do you ever give your company an annual checkup? We're so busy with worrying about sales and worrying about inventory and cash flow and taking care of our customers that many times we forget to do an annual checkup, and all that does is lead to problems in sales and in billing and in dealing with our customers and in inventory. So today I'm going to go over just a few things that I think are very, very important to any company when it comes to an annual checkup. And we've divided these into four areas. You may want to do a few more, or you may want to expand on some of these if you possibly can and see what's right for you. But let's go through some of the basics here. First of all, your office. Now, some of you will operate out of a small office. Some of you may even operate out of a home office. But the question is, when it comes to your office, is your billing done on a regular basis? Are the bills sent out on the first of the month or the last of the month or the 15th of the month? Is there some kind of a regular schedule for those? Are they sent out as you do the job? And how are they sent out? Be amazed at how many people are operating with equipment that's 20 or 30 years old that takes them so long to do their billing when they could invest in something, a new computer system, a new software system that will get the job done for them a whole lot quicker. Matter of fact, Grandy & Associates can help you in that area. Does your office need updating? We already talked about the computers, but that's not the only thing. How about the furniture in your office? Is it old and ripped and look nasty? How does the office itself look? If you've been in business for quite some time and haven't taken the opportunity to clean up, probably a good idea to do so. You may have no idea what's under there. And chances are, if you invite a banker or a business associate or, heaven forbid, one of your customers in there, they could get lost and you couldn't find them for a while. Is the showroom just that? Is it a showroom or has it become a warehouse? Yes, many of us today do have a bit of a showroom. Many times it's attached to our offices, and we may have some of our products and some samples out there that people can stop by and see what the unit might look like, if it's a heating and air conditioning system and things like that. Are we sure that it's clean? Is it set up properly? Are there boxes laying around? Has it been dusted lately? We were in a the heating and air conditioning location not too long ago, and the dust was pretty darn thick on there. Matter of fact, I think it was a vintage 1977 dust that was on that furnace. Made me feel like I was really going to buy something brand new and really efficient. Storage facilities, or are they a dump? Storage facility should be just that. It should be where you warehouse things, where you keep your inventory. It should be kept clean, dust-free, looking good, nice and neat, and it's very tough to do, especially if you're a busy location. You have a lot of people, several service people coming in and out, but it should be somebody's job or a rotating job to make sure that at least once a week, it should be someone's job to do a thorough check of everything in that warehouse and that storage facility. Make sure things are where they're supposed to be. Things that are supposed to be tossed out are in fact tossed out. Things that are supposed to be recycled are put in the recycling bin, and everything is easy to find. Saves a lot of time when people get started in the morning or they have to run back to the shop for something later on in the day if they don't have to go through a bunch of boxes and don't have to go through a bunch of garbage in order to get to what they need. Neatness really does count, and it saves money. Plus, again, should a customer ever come into that storage facility for any reason whatsoever, or anybody else for that matter, such as a banker or potential buyer, it will look nice, neat, and organized, and that equates to success. When was the last time you took stock of your employees, their pay? And when was the last time that you checked to make sure that your pay was on par with the other people in the area and what they're paying for experience and for the knowledge that your folks have? You want to be sure to keep your good people, and that's the best way to do it. A lot of times they're not going to come to you and say, hey, John Smith down the road is offering me another $7 an hour. Or $3 an hour, or whatever it might be. They're just going to go in and turn in their 2 weeks resignation. Fringe benefits are very important. Have you reviewed your fringe benefits to make sure they're up to par? 401k programs, sick days, vacations, hospitalization insurance. And have you taken the time to look and see if you're getting the most for your dollar in investment in these? Again, takes a little bit of time, but it's something that should be done at least on a yearly basis. Now, the next item we want to talk about is something that will pertain to those of you who live in an area where you have a high concentration of Hispanic folks or maybe Asian folks, people that don't necessarily speak English. Look into the possibility of having a bilingual employee to deal with that particular market. You'll be amazed how quickly they will come and use your business, and they will be loyal to your business if they know that you have gone the extra step to be able to communicate with their neighborhood. Another area we should do an annual checkup on is marketing and promotions. I have down here about 10 or 15 things that I think are very, very important, and we're going to mention those, but I'm sure any one of us could come up with another 20 or 30 items, and all I'm doing is trying to get you to think about your marketing and promotions of your business. Always, always, always have business cards on hand, and make sure those business cards have accurate information. If you have moved, if they have changed the area code or the phone number for your business, or you've added an email address or a website, throw the old ones away and buy new ones. I know you may be throwing away $15 or $20 worth of business cards, but think about the image you project when you're trying to sell somebody a brand new heating and air conditioning system and you're crossing off an old phone number and writing the new one in. And think about how much business you're losing by forgetting to cross off the old phone number and write the new one in. When they can't get a hold of you, when they get out that business card, they're going to go somewhere else. So have those business cards updated. And the same holds true for the stationery that you send your bills out on, or any letters, or anything else that you might do, such as bids for jobs. Please make sure the contact information for you is there and is accurate. Updated phone numbers. They change area codes all the time. And if you have not taken the opportunity to do that, invest in that today. Are your trucks printed with large, easy-to-read, bold letters and large, easy-to-read numbers that tell people who you are and how to get a hold of you and what exactly your business is? Heating and air conditioning, plumbing. Do you do fireplace work? What do you do? Put it on the side of your truck. Don't try to make it fancy. Don't try to make it bold and beautiful and multicolored to where they have to look to find the phone number. Can't tell you the amount of times that people have said, you know, I wanted to use so-and-so, but I just couldn't contact them. I didn't know how. I saw their truck, and it's beautiful. It's all dolled up, and it's red, white, and blue, and it's great. But I didn't see their phone number. And when you say something like that to an owner of a business, he'll go, well, it's right down here. People didn't see it. Make sure your name and your phone number are the first thing they see when lettering your trucks. Make sure the names on your uniforms are accurate. Have you changed a business lately? Have you changed the type of uniform you use lately? Are they still using some old ones and some new ones? Yeah. Are they using somebody else's name? Does it say Terry on there when the guy's name is Bill? All that leads to image, and after all, image is what we're trying to project as a professional business. Phone etiquette. The person that answers your phone should be friendly, paying attention to that phone call, and able to act. And if they ask somebody to hold on for just a moment, consider investing in a message on hold system. And that's a whole nother topic, but a message on hold system simply is that a message instead of music, a little message that comes on and tells people about your products, tells people about your services, tells people where you are, your hours of operation, while they're on hold waiting for you. And it also takes the opportunity every 15 seconds or so to say, your call is important to us, and it will be answered in the order it was received. Thanks for calling. We'll be with you shortly. If you do have a phone message system, one that leaves voicemail, be sure to return your calls. Allow yourself time every day before you go home to return those calls. Write it into your day. Make it part of your agenda. Return calls promptly. Return calls mean cash. And we don't want to throw away any of that. Check your Yellow Page ads. Again, this goes back to the new location or the new phone number, that sort of thing. Make sure the ads in your Yellow Page ads are accurate and try to be as generic as possible. That ad is not one that you're going to be able to change. If you're going to feature one of your service techs and he leaves in 3 months, you're going to be stuck with that ad for a full year. Do you really want that service tech's name there? Generic information that makes it easy for people to find your business. Your website is the best way to do that. If you have a website, make it prominent in that Yellow Page ad. And invest, all the Yellow Page people do this now, invest in a link from the online Yellow Page ads to your business. It doesn't cost very much, many times just a dollar or two extra per month. And it really does pay off because so many people are using the Internet now. Be sure to check any newspaper, radio, or television ads you have. There's a furniture store in the town that I live in that currently, as we're recording this, is having a retirement slash going out of business sale. They're about 3 weeks into this now. But they still run an ad on television talking about the great service they have, how new items are arriving daily, and how they've been in business so many years and they offer free delivery. But guess what? In their sale for retirement and going out of business, they say our prices are so low we have to charge for delivery and that we're going to be ending business on a certain date. Two conflicting types of advertising running at one time. How about your business? Do you have a website? Do you check to see how many hits you get? If you're not getting very many hits, that's people who go to your website. Can you figure out why? Chances are, if you've gone to joelow.com, you'll find my website. But how many people, if somebody else had that website, would know to go to joelow.usa or joelow.net or joelow.edu? very few people. So if you cannot get the .com, I recommend going with something else. And if you can't get your business's name, don't try to make do with another website with another name. People, quite frankly, just aren't going to find you. But if you are lucky enough to have a good website, one of the things that it should include is a way for people to contact you. Be sure to put a button on there where all they have to do is push the button and they can write an email to you, and then be sure to respond to that email in a timely manner. A lot of people who want to spend a lot of money use emails right now as a way of communication because they can do it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, or even when they have a few moments during work, they can do that. And you can respond back quickly, and they know what's going on, and they hear from you, and they feel that you're very, very efficient. Also, on that website, be sure to include your phone number. Be sure to include your business mailing address. I cannot tell you how many times I've looked at somebody's website and find that those two items aren't there. Are you active in the community? Are you a member of the Chamber of Commerce? Do you attend events that are going on? Do you let people know who you are? Do you have a nice button-down shirt that you can wear with a pair of slacks when you go out and about, that talks about your business's name, that gives the impression that you're a successful business? Or is the only thing you have your work shirts? Go ahead and invest in a little bit of that type of stuff and do get around. I'm not saying you have to sponsor every event that comes down the pike, but your wife would appreciate going out socially a few times and just pick and choose the items you go, the things that you go to, the items that you wear. Make sure they're in keeping with what you're. You're not going to go to a place where maybe they're having a formal event and wear your company shirt, but you are going to be there. You're going to talk to people, and you're going to network, and they're going to see you, and they're going to feel very, very comfortable then doing business with you. I've mentioned this on a previous program, but I'll mention it again since we're doing an annual checkup. Make yourself available to news sources in your area on anything that might pertain to your business. If it's heating and air conditioning, how about high-efficiency furnaces, new water heaters, gas prices, in the springtime, roots that get in sewer lines if you're into plumbing, chimney sweep business. Fall time, we're starting to get into cooler temperatures. You want to talk about things that are safe, safety conscious, what you should and shouldn't do. Why should you have your chimney checked out? All those are news items. Sit down, type up a quick little news story, and send it off. Be sure to put your name, possibly your cell phone, and your address so that the news people can contact you. They are always looking for what they call fill stories that are relevant to the community. You set yourself up then as the expert in the community, and to make their story seem valid, they'll be using something that says, here's Bill Roberts with Roberts Plumbing and Heating, to talk about what you can do regarding gas prices and how high-efficiency furnaces will help. Here's Sam Smith from Sam's Chimney Sweep talking about this fall how to avoid fires that could be caused by your chimney not being clean. You cannot buy that type of advertising. That's the marketing and promotion end of things. I also want to talk a little bit, as we do this annual checkup, about our service techs. And we'll spend a little time on this because there are some variables here. We've already mentioned that you should make sure that all of your uniforms are clean and neat and up to date. But do each one of your techs have several uniforms? If they only have one or two, chances are you're setting your business up to look shabby sometime real soon. Why? Because in any business where people are crawling around in attics, crawling around in basements, and crawling around in walls, and doing sewer work, and doing heating and air conditioning work, and chimney sweep work, and any type of service work, people are going to get dirty. And if they have to report to work every day, if they only have two uniforms, what's going to happen? Bingo. So make sure they have several uniforms. And when you change one style, let's change them all at one time. And if you change the logo of your business, let's change it all at one time. If you used to represent Bryant and don't represent Bryant anymore, make sure all of that material comes off those uniforms, and whoever your new business is, that or new supplier is, you're going to be using their logo on your uniforms. A bit of expense there, but it really and truly helps. And are they up to date? Do they look good? Are they worn out? If they're worn out, let's get some new ones in there. The same holds true for what your employees wear when it comes to their shoes and things like that. Are they wearing a ball hat that has an offensive statement on it? Are they wearing shoes that look ripped, torn apart? That's even a safety issue. Never hurts to check things out. And speaking of their shoes, one of the number one complaints I hear from people, homeowners, when they talk about service techs, and the same holds true for some businesses, is, you know, that darn service guy could have at least cleaned his feet before he came into my house. By this time, we're several minutes into this recording, and you're probably going, hey, everything I've heard here, I've heard about before. I know all this stuff. You may know all this stuff, but are you doing all this? Are you checking that all these things are being done in your business? Probably not. That's why we do the annual checkup. And if I'm telling you new stuff, this is stuff you ought to jump on right away. But if you've been in business for a while, the things that we're talking about here, nothing new, nothing that you haven't heard on another tape, nothing that you haven't heard in another seminar, but hopefully the top-of-mind awareness that we present you today will make you think about some of these areas. Oh, yeah, I probably do need to update the business cards. Oh, yeah, you know, I probably do need to return those calls a little faster. Have I looked at my website lately? We had that thing done about 3 years ago, and quite frankly, I haven't looked at it too much, that sort of thing. All right, where were we? Keep appointments or call and advise a client when you're going to be late. We all have those situations where we think it's going to be a 15 or 20-minute job, and we know the next job is probably going to be 15 or 20 minutes away, so we tell Mrs. Jones we're going to be there at 2 o'clock and tell Mr. Smith that we should be over at his house about 3. And we give a little variable in there, but maybe we get into Mrs. Jones' job and it's going to take another hour and a half before we complete it. I don't know about you, but if I'm the other party and I'm sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting, 5 minutes can seem like an hour. 10 minutes can seem like an entire afternoon. And 15 minutes, by that time, I'm calling somebody to see what's up. A simple call, and pretty much everybody has cell phones right now, or at least two-way radios where you can call back to the shop and have somebody make the call. And a quick, hey, I'm sorry, we're going to be a little late on this call. Here's why, but we'll be coming this afternoon. Is that okay? Sure, they want you there. They want the work done. They're gonna think it's okay, but they're also going to feel a whole lot better rather than standing around looking out the window waiting for you to be there. Personal cell phone calls. I just mentioned cell phones. Cell phones are great. Cell phones are wonderful. Cell phones can also be the downfall of a business. Be sure you let your service tech know, no personal cell phone calls. Unless somebody is sick, unless somebody's going into labor, or there's been a major family emergency, they should not be getting personal cell phone calls. And if they do, be sure at least they have it on vibrate and not on ring, so your customer is not going to hear that. And worse yet, I have one person that told me, you know, the guy was out at my house and he was cleaning out the sewer, and his kids came over after school and were talking to him, and they asked Dad for some money, and Dad got to talking to him about when he was going to see him after the ball game and da-da-da-da-da, and they spent about 15 or 20 minutes, and I don't know whether I paid for that time or not, but what? Family and friends at the job site? We all know that's a no-no. But it never hurts to reiterate that in one of the early morning meetings you have before everybody heads out. Another thing that's a big item is language in the workplace and in clients' homes. From time to time, there are people that have been known to let an expletive or two slip out. With some people, it's a little more regular than others. But it does happen. And when it's not type of mind awareness, when it is not something that everybody goes, huh? If it becomes a regular issue, it's a major, major problem. It's a problem in the workplace, in your business, not just because you don't want your clients and your customers to hear that kind of talk. You don't want it, your employees to have to put up with that kind of thing. If, in short, if it's not something that your mom or your kids can hear, it shouldn't be uttered by you or the employees, either at work, in your van, in your vehicle, or in a client's home, or even outside a client's home. And I'm not even going to get into the other things that you should mention to your employees, such as those who smoke. Don't leave cigarette butts laying around in somebody's driveway. Man. Or your soft drink containers. Or the wrappers from your lunch or anything else. Just makes good sense. But again, annual checkup, not a bad idea to mention it. How are your vehicles maintained? I know you check your personal vehicle, make sure the oil's changed every 3,000 miles, and that before you go on major trips, you have them do a 10 or 20-point service check. But what about your maintenance vehicles, the lifeblood of your business? This is a roving billboard for your business. This is a rolling warehouse for your business. This could be a sales floor for your business, and it's a way for your people to get around. It's your transportation. So your business, which is a service business, is brought to somebody's home or office. A flat tire, a tie rod going out, a dead battery. All this really chews up billable hours. We don't want that to happen. A little bit of maintenance here is going to help tremendously. Make sure those vehicles are clean, too. Again, the impression that the business is successful, business is professional, goes a long way, especially in this day and age where there could be a price difference and so many people are shopping price. People want quality. People want service. People want someone to take care of their home. And if your truck, if your vehicle, if your van is nasty looking, chances are they're not going to want you in their home. Are you fully stocked with parts? This goes back to the other thing that we mentioned about the office and the warehouse earlier in this tape. Let's talk a little bit about the stock parts. Is somebody taking the opportunity, whether that be every morning or whatever, to make sure that all the parts that you used the day before are replenished on the truck? Well, sure, we talked about that 5 years ago when we set up the business. Well, take a quick look and see how many times they're calling back into the shop for someone to bring them parts or bring them a tool, or they're having to come back to the shop for some parts or for a tool. And I'm talking about things that they use every single day. Goes back to the fact that nobody is taking the time to remind everybody to do that. And it's nobody's job. Assign that to somebody. It could be the service tech themselves. If you have to, get a checkoff sheet. We use this, 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 and this today. I'll replace this, 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 and this before I head out tomorrow. Are all the tools that they have in their truck operational? Simple question. Everybody nods their heads as they're listening to this, but do you really know that? Probably don't. Are the tools clean? As clean as they can be. We understand that in some of the businesses we get into and some of the items we get into in this business, tools can get pretty darn dirty. But for the most part, are they clean? Do they have chunks of dirt and filth hanging off of them? Are they greasy, so greasy that they slide out of your hand? You have to grab a rag and clean them off before you go into the job. Chances are it should have been done the last thing as you left the last job and cleaned off before they were put away. And then we're going to mention the tires and the oil changes and getting rid of any rust and making sure the lettering and the paint looks good on the van and everything else. But that's all common sense. But again, as we talk about the annual checkup, these are all things that we should look at. We should make sure that they're done. And you, as the business owner, are the sole person responsible for everything we've talked about on this broadcast, on this tape. Make sure that you are overseeing the office, the marketing and promotion of your business, all your service techs, the great people that work for you that are the backbone of your business. Make sure the vehicles that represent your business are maintained, well-organized, equipped. It's up to you, success or failure. A quick checkup once or twice a year can make a big difference. I know what you're thinking now. You're probably screaming at the speaker. How in the world am I going to find the time to do all this? Joe, I'm trying to build some hours out here. I'm trying to sell some stuff. I'm trying to move some product. I'm trying to take care of my people. What in the world are you talking about? Take all this time to review things. I said it's an annual checkup. It's not something you have to do every day, number one. And if you're a business owner and you're finding that you cannot find the time to put into your business for an annual checkup, then maybe, just maybe, it's time for you to attend one of Grandy & Associates' basic business boot camps or their Service Managers University. Contact them, and perhaps they can help you find where you're losing some of that time that you can spend on a program like this. Also, as I go down the list of all the programs that Grandy & Associates offers, there's almost 30 on the topic of business management. And maybe that is where you can find the answer. Matter of fact, there's even one program that's on using part-time employees effectively. There's nothing wrong with getting a part-time employee to help you get the office set up and once or twice a year come in and help you update files and get things going. There's nothing wrong with using somebody to help you in the consulting area when it comes to dealing with employees and fringe benefits and vacations and 401ks and plans like that. That's easy to do. But again, it takes you as the business owner, you as the person who's steering the ship, to head it off in the right direction. And what's it going to do for you? Well, it's going to do what we talk about each and every month with these series of tapes. It's going to help to make your business profitable. Invest your time, invest your money in those things that will help you reproduce. We say it each and every month. You listen to it on these tapes, you listen to it on these programs. Invest your time in your company and invest your time in an annual checkup. The rewards will be tremendous. You're not going to see $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, or $50,000 come back to you in a week. But over time, you will see that much and more in savings. As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. As a reminder, our 3-day basic business boot camp continues to take the industry by storm. We also have a brand new program called Service Managers University. Now, the program utilizes the ProfitMax software program and provides everything an owner or service manager needs to run a very profitable service department. For more information on our 3-day basic business boot camps or Service Managers University, simply call Grandy & Associates at 1-800-432-7963. Or check us out on the web. The address is www.grandyassociates.com. A small investment in training can and will produce big profits. The Service Contractors Business CD of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line, 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.